Blog Talk Radio.
Fulfill prophecy, but who can stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up.
top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man. Still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Only functions at the pen. Cause everybody's in paying back society. I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur. My eyes blurred before I jet it. I wonder why we all have to die before we get it. Though we shed tears. So many peers out of blurry. Worried and scared. Knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared. In this cold world, no one cares. Know what they fair. But we all bear and do our share in this land. And I understand the schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward. What you niggas wrong? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world. Cause you know I ain't mad at you. You just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Facing all this drama, cause mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. Facing all this drama, to ask us why we turn from bad to worse, and to ignore from which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask why the roads that grew from the concrete had damaged panels. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, and these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga. Ask me how. You see, mama's just a little girl.
They did something where you could call California now.
California? I didn't even know that was your number. Hell, I haven't been running the show in so long. I don't even know what number, who number is what. I think I know Mr. Everywhere number. I know K-9 number. I know a couple of numbers because they call me a lot. But I didn't know that was your number. What's up, baby girl?
Just chilling. I'm glad they finally let that restriction up so I don't have to use the internet phone number. I can just use my real phone number.
I wonder why they do that. They did that ever since Donald Trump because, I mean, hell, nah, they didn't. I remember when JoJo used to call the show all the time and they restricted his number. He couldn't even call because it was in... what was that called? If one of them phone carriers, they wouldn't let him call. And I'm going, mm-hmm. He was calling all these years. How come he can't call now?
Same thing. And
that's crazy.
It's kind of stupid because it's just a part of California. Like, you can't call the 323 area code. Like, it was really weird. I'm glad they stopped it, but it might be because I got a better phone plan, but I think it was
if
just weird.
If you got a telephone, you should be able to call anywhere you want to.
Yeah.
If I want to call New Jersey, New York, I mean, okay, let's get technical. If I want to call Mexico, or if I want to call Italy, or if I want to call Africa,
Okay, let's get technical then, but if I'm calling just right across the damn street,
mm-hmm.
that shouldn't even be a problem.
That's what
so,
I'm saying.
I mean,
and people from California can't even call that number. It's stupid. It's dumb.
Yeah, I know. We get ready to try to, we're building our own servers to where we'll be able to have our own servers to where can't nobody tell us a damn thing. You could call from anywhere on this planet. If you're in Mars and you want to call down here, yeah, we got you. Whatever the Martians say. Well, sweet DMV and you, baby. You know, shit, have love, you know, he got a couple of things going on, so I'm praying for you, man. Hopefully everything is good, you know. He's going to call in. Yeah, he sound good, you know what I'm saying. He just had to, you know, go and handle a couple of things on his own real quick. You know, I ain't trying to put his business out in the street. If he want to come in here and throw his business in the street, that's on him. But I ain't going to get
him. If you
want to
call and check on him, y'all can do that. Y'all ain't got to be nosy. Y'all can call and check on him.
Yeah, call and check on him. If y'all got a Hell Love number, I ain't going to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? I put my number out there, you know, I do that. But I'm not going to put his number out there. So if y'all want to go and check on him or hit him on the Facebook or anything like that, you know, he'll let you know what's going down. But, you know, that's my dude right there, man. He's been holding this down, you know, when I don't be around because I got a whole lot of stuff on my plate. And, you know, I've been trying to, I don't know. It's crazy. You know, when you were a little kid and you always say, I can't wait till I get grown. Shit, I wish I could stay a little kid all my life. You know what I'm saying, though?
Hell yeah.
I wish I could stay a little kid all my life. So I get my school clothes. You know what I'm saying? I get my little allowance. I'll get this. I'll get that. And when you get grown, you'll be like, fuck, I'm grown. DJ Love. There you go. So now your ass is grown. And you hate that you grown. The next thing you die, you want to die and then get reincarnated as a white kid? Look.
Hell
God,
no.
Hand heaven. God. When I die, please let me come back as a black kid. Please reincarnate me as a black kid. I wouldn't know, but I'd rather be, you know, put me in a place where I'm familiar with. You get what I'm saying? Make me a black boy. I want to be a black boy, because black girl, if I'm a black girl, I'm going to be rowdy as fuck. But make me a black.
I don't want to be no black girl. It's a lot of stuff.
If he just give me a sprinkle that I was a black boy and I come back as a black girl, I'm going to be a rowdiest black girl around.
I would think about it all the time, like with men. All they have to do is get a haircut or, you know, a shape up or their beard and stuff like that and change their outfit or something. And they'll be so handsome, you know, that a female, you got to go do this, all this shit, hair and makeup and clothes.
Well, I mean, it just depends on what kind of female you are, because, you know, it don't have nothing to do with makeup. But I know a lot of times, it's like my wife. My wife, she changed her clothes every day. But that's more clothes she got to wash. If you ain't going nowhere, why am I going to change my clothes if I ain't going no goddamn way? You go take a shower.
See, that's
you might
how men do. That's
but
men.
At the same
and
time,
y'all
but she ain't a makeup wearer, so she don't go and be putting on her lipstick and blush and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, when I die, bring me back to South Central. Oh, man in South Central, bring me back, please.
Oh, shit.
Let me start this bitch over again.
Oh, Lord.
And just sprinkle a little of it to where it'll be like, damn, my name was Scratch.
You gotta send your ass to Chick and say where you are.
Let me ask y'all something. If y'all die, would y'all want to come back as y'all same self or somebody else?
Me, I want to come back as my same self because I did it before. And the lessons that I learned from what I did to the reason for why I was gone and get allowed to come back, I don't think I would walk the same pattern. I would probably, you know, choose a different pattern and try to live that life as myself. Me, personally, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if God gave me another chance, another do-over, I could do it over and do it better than I did the last, you know, because there's a lot of things you don't take for granted no more.
How do you know that you came back? Especially at this particular time. You say, who? What the hell gonna do? I'll say, who? What the hell gonna do?
I don't know.
How do you
know
that you was here before and then now you gonna, how you know you gonna come back and be the same person that you were in this life?
You don't know.
Hell no.
Really don't know.
I just wanna be another black boy in South Central. That's the only thing I ask. And Lord, if I pass, please put me back in South Central as a boy. Not on the game.
If I go and I gotta be reincarnated, I would like to come back as probably not myself, because I guess my life is over. I mean, you don't get wanting to live. Now, if I could go back while I'm still living, it's like, well, yeah, I would have went back a couple of times. But I don't know. I might want to be like something that's going to comfort them. Maybe like an animal or something.
Oh, yeah, come back
like
in the
bird
chicken,
that I always sit outside your window or something.
Sweetie, go come back as a chicken.
I did say a bird. A bird that sit outside the window and sing. There's a bird over here. I don't know why this damn bird is over here. And I'm telling y'all, this bird is the bird they used when they made Johnny Taylor get love. Because you know how it just goes, It's a bird over here. He'll sit outside, and that's the noise he makes, literally. Like in the early spring, it's like, hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo. And I was like, I told my sister about it, and I heard it. She heard it. She said, hey, is this that bird you were telling me about? And I said, hell yeah. And she started laughing at it. She was like, it do kind of sound like that. I say, this time we got a good love. And the bird's like, hoo, hoo. I said, this time we got something. So, hoo, hoo. It was right on beat. It was right on beat.
Well, see, you know, I mean, that's cool. I don't think I want to be a bird because, you know, it'd be a whole lot of bad shit happening to birds because some of them birds, they don't live that long. So then you have to fuck around and sit around and think about what you're going to do after being a bird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought about this, too. Well, maybe a pet
motherfucker, you got motherfuckers. Cause I know when we were little, and it was cruel, but we used to shoot the birds with pellet guns and shit. Birds ain't got nothing to do with nothing. We were just sitting up there having talking practice with our BB gun. Poor birds, he done died like a motherfucker because we sitting around trying to have fun. You know what I mean? So, bird ain't good. I got to come back
it's
at the people.
You think about, though. You know, what's funny about all of that? Like, okay, and I got them way beforehand. My daddy even know my dog, but my dog is born on my daddy's birthday.
Oh yeah, that's dope. My uncle was so scared of I had a dog named Gizmo. He was so scared of Gizmo, he was terrified of Gizmo. Him and Gizmo died on the same day.
Damn. What?
So he going to die. I say, okay, so cuz you going to die and then going to take my dog with you?
He went to fuck with him.
Yeah, so hopefully Gizmo and motherfucking heaven eat trying to eat his motherfucking ass up. Yes. It's crazy. But see, the thing about it is, you know, we talking about You know, death, but it's some serious shit. And then at the same time, you know, reincarnation is something that's actually a fad because, you know, you can't remember something. So what, you get reincarnated as a little baby and you gonna be like, damn, I used to be King Scratch, but I'm white as fuck right now.
Some of these kids know too much shit. Some of these kids know too much.
I'm a little white baby, but I was King Scratch from South Central.
Some of them know too much. They shouldn't know this much. I know that people get smarter and we evolve as animals, but some of these children been here before, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, of course. Of course they have.
I couldn't come back as a bird. Nah. I'm going to
come back as a bird? Oh, JoJo's going to be a pigeon.
Nigga, I'm going to come back as a lion, nigga, so I can have all the bitches. You feel me?
Ain't got to fight all the other boy lions, right? I want to come back as the same motherfucker that I was, just so I could just be like, I remember this. Oh, damn, I'm in South Central. I remember this. And be just as smart as I am now.
If all the people that's gone could come back with me, then I wouldn't mind coming back as myself.
But I want to come back
really
as me.
No use in coming back as myself. You know what I'm saying?
I
want
to come back as me.
Nah, you know what? You come back at, okay, say you come back at Rick James, you're going to be smoking crack. So, you know,
I want to come back as Rick James. I never said that.
No, I said you have to pick who you're going to come back at. Be a good person.
No. I want to come back as me.
Well,
I
want to
come back as me. One more again. Just need one more again. I just want to, let me do it a second or a third time. Hell, maybe this is the fourth or fifth time. I don't know when the fuck I was here. I probably was here before.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we don't know. Because all that shit get erased. They say when you go to heaven, they say, oh, well, I'll see you in heaven. But in reality, you ain't going to remember nobody when you get to heaven.
I know. That's the sad part.
If you go to heaven. You remember the motherfucker
you
if you go to hell. You be like, oh, shit, there go Lil Beaky. Oh, yeah, we all going to burn together, motherfucker.
Now, see, in that point, I'll be like, please, just send me back and let me try it again. I'll be a dog, I'll be a cat.
They say, send me back and let me try one more again.
Yeah, man. Let me try again.
Yeah, it's a stupid topic that we're talking about, but you know, I mean, one thing about it is this fucking reality. Cause we all gonna check out one day.
Yeah.
And the fucked up thing about it is you just don't know what day. That's the whole thing about it. You don't know what day. Then I don't even know if you really want to know what day it is.
Man, as far as that shit go, I've been making my peace with all the losses I had, okay? If you look at people when it's that time, not people that's bouncing back and getting that shit together, but when it's really that time, they be tired of that shit. They be ready. You don't be ready, but they be ready. They be like, all right, I'll holler at y'all, okay?
Mr. Everywhere in the building. My bad, I didn't see you for a minute, man. I'm running the show, so I'm kind of off base right now. But, yeah, you don't know, but you, it's kind of like you don't know, but you kind of want to know. You be like, damn. And motherfucker, I don't know. It's like that movie that I'm writing called 2 Weeks. If I know I got 1 or 2 days to live, so it's like you want to try to get with your loved ones for the first day, but then you want to go and get some motherfuckers the second day. That's just me. I'm just being 1,000. Or I want to go and get some motherfuckers the first day and then hang with my loved ones. I only got 2 days to go. It's a lot of motherfuckers I love to go and just.
I don't think I would waste even my last time going to get a motherfucker that done me bad. You know what I'm saying? I would spend my time trying to go uplift somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
I might start doing the most luxurious shit I could ever think of. Because I've been a pretty low-key person all my life. So I'll probably start, like, going to $200 or $300 hotels with the massage included and stuff like that.
Well, goddamn it, if you ain't got the money, how the fuck you gonna go there?
Now, you know.
So you gotta rob somebody to go do it.
It's only 2 weeks left. I ain't gotta pay no bills.
Right.
If it's only 2 weeks, yeah,
I don't care what
y'all
talking about. I'm gonna chill with my fam, and I'm gonna get a whole lot of revenge, and hopefully it wouldn't send me to hell after the fact.
I'm going to chill with JoJo if I come back. I know I'm going. Lord, baby, back close to the JoJo so I can smoke.
Yeah. I say I'm going to get close to the JoJo so I can smoke. Me and JoJo been on smoke and then did what we have to do with this other little bitch-ass nigga and then chill after that. Somebody cook me some collard greens.
I'll be smoking while I'm shooting the nigga.
Huh?
I said, I'll be smoking while I'm shooting the nigga. See, I could be in there. You know what I'm saying? I could be there while they go there, you know, because
hey, look,
I could be holding the blood. Why you should
this is a crazy ass concept, y'all. Everybody up here through us playing, but you gotta think about that because you know with so many people that I knew, like even like youngsters, they in their 20s and 30s and they just fall out and be out throw. And me being in my 50s is getting real scary for me. And I feel wonderful. I'll fight anybody. I'll run around the block a couple of times. I'm good. Means nothing. You'll have to fall the fuck out. You'll have to fall the fuck out. You'll be like, damn, I'm 25. Why am I dying? Damn, I'm 19. Why am I dying? Ain't nobody shot me or nothing. That's just better watch that food y'all eating because that shit just fucking everybody up is that goddamn food.
No.
Them motherfuckers put that steroids in that chicken. You got that big old fat ass chicken that look like a goddamn turkey. That's wrong. Oh.
The chicken look like it's been 20 years. Snuffle up a cuz.
K-9 up a cuz.
What y'all got going on?
I don't even know what a goddamn stuff a lover can sell like, but that's you, nigga.
What got going on this line?
Snuff
a lover can do it.
Why you
talking that? K-9
snuff a lover can
scratch
a lover can. Yeah, that's K-9 and snuff a
lover can. Every time I
don't know. We need to change that because that's what Frank Wade is, a big purple snuff a lover can.
No, that's Barney's cousin, nigga. We're going to call that nigga Barney.
Goddamn, Barney's stuff for love against anything purple. This bitch ass.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how many horses they got, but we got to hit all three of them bitches.
Y'all don't turn stuff for love against to a bad thing.
I know. We it was all fun with me and you. He said scratch the love against.
Get up, man. I can't call
Scratch
that no more.
All right. We're going to call that nigga Grimace.
He the one did that. He did that.
Hey, who, man. Me?
So, hey, call that nigga Grimace. Hey, call him Grimace.
Grimace. Let's keep our snuffle love against together. We're going to call that nigga Grimace.
That nigga said Grimace.
Y'all don't know nothing about Grimace. I don't really know that man like that. And he might have came out here once or something. But I don't know him. But every time somebody say his name, oh, Frank Way, in my mind, I'd be like, man, fuck that nigga.
He get ready to catch some bark. That's the only thing I can say.
Huh.
If I gotta make a special pack.
Hold on. If y'all hear gunshots, I got shot by the police and I'm walking up here to Family Dollar.
I didn't do nothing.
That point.
I didn't do nothing.
It closed. Yeah.
Oh, close. Y'all, go to my Facebook and y'all see what's going on because, see, the thing about it is, you know, we already explained what happened with me and JoJo with this motherfucker. But see, what he does, when he want to respond to what we say, he go to AI and let AI respond to
what he got to say.
So if we respond something, it's like 3, 4, 5 words, but then he drop a whole paragraph. Don't look on my Facebook. I ain't got no time to sit there and type all of this motherfucking shit out that he types out. It's AI. So he tell the AI what he want to say, and then AI tell it. You let AI tell it. I can do that right now.
I guess they
ain't no way. Look, go to my Facebook page, and you will see as much shit that he typed. I ain't got time to on a phone to type all of that shit.
That shit long, man. I ain't trying to read all that shit.
I can't type. Fuck you. That shit's too long for me.
You made him famous. I don't even know who he is. I still don't know who he is. I don't even know what he looks like.
Don't worry about it. I made him famous, but I'm going to make him famous when I clap his ass.
Man. K-9 on the line.
I'm just saying, bro. The only thing about it is, man, the only thing that they got to do is pay my nigga and apologize, and I told him we ain't got to talk no more in my life. I've been knowing this nigga for over 15 years.
You know any nigga over 15 years?
But he thinking
years?
That he getting away with some shit, huh?
You been knowing him over 15 years?
Yep.
How come I don't know him?
Because he was in Kansas City.
He from where?
He was from Kansas City. He from Ohio. He moved to Kansas City. He was cooler when he was in Kansas City, but he moved to Vegas and turned into a bitch.
From where Rick Hard and Roy Anthony from?
Tell me,
man.
And
all them niggas is bitches. Rick Hard is a bitch.
They from Kansas City, ain't they?
Rick Hard is a bitch too. That motherfucker, I slammed the mic. Nigga, I was doing, they cut me off in the middle of the show. Nigga, I slammed the mic on the ground. He's like, you can't be slamming the mic on the ground. I grabbed the other mic and slammed that motherfucker on the ground, too. And said, what the fuck you gonna do? Nigga, I got a whole, but look, I did this show with Rick Gordon. Nigga, and I gave everybody who came to that show and paid for that show, I gave them my wristband. So I say, whoever came here to see me, throw your wristbands in the air. So, nigga, I had half of the club in that motherfucker. Them niggas cut my shit off short. Nigga, I slammed the mic. Oh, you can't be slamming no mics. I grabbed the other mic and slammed it.
That's tight. That's gangster.
Oh, Lord.
And then the motherfucker was like, what? He was sitting up there tripping, so my niggas got on stage. I grabbed the other mic and slammed it. So now the show
was
over, bitch, because y'all ain't got no mics.
That's that gangster shit.
No, that's that real shit, nigga. Then they cut me off before I could finish my show. My girl was singing on that motherfucker. Nigga, I slammed all three of his mics and said, what you going to do? Because I had half of the goddamn people in that motherfucker. These motherfuckers paid to get in the motherfucker. Some got in free. You know what I'm saying? But niggas, now y'all got enough money to pay for some new mics. Because all three of y'all mics is fucked. And then all me and my people just walked up out the goddamn spot.
Nigga, this traffic ain't no joke in California, boy. Friday, oh my God.
Answer me this. Have you taken
the subject, but goddamn.
What did you say, Sweet Pea?
Have you taken them songs down yet?
Which ones?
The ones that they, from you, the tracks that's listed. have you taken it down or challenged it? Because you can do that. You ain't have to say nothing to them.
Well, the only reason why I don't take my tracks down because I made the song. If I made the music, I want everybody to hear the music that I've done. You know what I mean? Even though I want to take them down because it's some bitch-ass niggas on the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to take them down because they could actually, people could go and actually hear, you know, what I do when it comes down to music. You know what I mean? Even though I want to take them down, I want to take
but
them down
badly.
But
you don't. You could challenge it. You don't have to take it down. You could challenge it for more of a percentage.
It's not about making money off the song. It's about people hearing the music that I make. So that's the thing that's more, you know, that I want to do versus just taking down songs. I want to take down the songs because they bitch motherfuckers. But at the same time, I want people to hear my diversity of doing music. I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Because it'll be like, I hate these motherfuckers, but I want y'all to hear what I could do.
It makes sense, but it don't make sense because
I know. It don't make no sense to me because I'd be like, fuck y'all bitch-ass niggas. I'm taking all y'all niggas down. Oh, but look, though. I got a plan, though. I'm going to take the motherfucking voices off, and I'm going to put the music up to where they can go on and get their music. So if they hear some other motherfuckers rapping over their music, that'll be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do that make sense?
Yeah, but it's just a lot easier way to go about it. And you can still do that. You can still put in there on the thing that they owe you more of a percentage in the thing, in the website. And you can still sell that track to somebody else.
Why don't you just go on BMI and resubmit the song so it can be an argument, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, because truly CG is a motherfucker. She wasn't the way she is until I met her. She is a motherfucker. So I think I'm going to go and give me 100% of that fucking song. So that means, because see, the motherfucker talking about, he get ready to try to sue me and JoJo anyway. I give him something for him to sue us about.
For what?
Well, I don't know. What the fuck? It's on my page. I didn't even read it. JoJo read it. He said, I'm going to sue y'all. She's like, okay.
I think he said, I'm going to sue y'all. Oh,
nigga,
shit,
sue me
man.
In the morning, nigga. I tell everybody that, nigga. If I sample a song right now, nigga, and that shit is a hit, nigga, sue me in the morning because ain't nobody going to sue you over a fucking song, unless you make millions of dollars off of it. Nigga, if you make a motherfucker a few thousand dollars off the song, ain't nobody gonna sue you because they ain't gonna get no money.
You can make no money off the song. The niggas still
right.
can sue you. So it goes a tricky way because I was watching this lady. She took Jason Aldean and put Jason Aldean on some fucking mugs and on some wood shit, and she started selling it on her website, and they $400,000 settlement.
Motherfuckers ain't gonna sue you unless you start making some money.
She didn't make no money, bro.
Bottom fucking line. Motherfuckers ain't gonna sue you until you start making some money, because when you start making money, they know that you gonna be able, they gonna be able to make some money. Nigga ain't gonna sue you because you made $10,000. They go, oh, you made $10,000, I'm gonna sue you. That ain't no money. Shit, that ain't even no court date.
Trip. You remember that 1993 that Mello song? It was Mello and Redman, and what's his name? Rockwilder did the beat. So Rockwilder sampled a beat, and he presented it to them like he did the whole beat. You know what I'm saying? So they went to publish. When they went to drop it, that's when he hit the beat, whatever. But it didn't matter. They submitted the publishing, so they got sued. They got sued for that song. And that song didn't make no money. And them niggas got sued.
But if you can't sue nobody if they ain't got no goddamn money. So that means if I did something and they sued me, what the fuck can you get? Nothing from nothing. Leave nothing.
If
you gotta
lottery,
have something.
That you go to them. Future, I saw future earnings. They get you for future earnings.
They do. And I'm going to say this. It's not worth it if you had the upper hand in the beginning. I've been telling you. Challenge that shit. Snatch it down. Resubmit it like you said or whatever. It's your beat. You can do that. And at the same time, you can still sell the track, because they some whole ass niggas, and let somebody else make a song off of it.
Look, check this out. This is what I'm getting ready to do. Because I'm just, let me get in my feelings real quick.
We got an hour and 13 minutes
up on this bitch. I'm going to play a couple of King Scratch songs. Let me see which one is right. Which one am I going to love more? All right, check this out. So, look, we can better get up into this real quick. We got to play a couple of songs. And I really appreciate everything that y'all guys are saying because, I mean, all of it makes sense. But I don't know. I'm just a knucklehead. I just don't. I'm not getting ready to bend a break to these people that actually think that we should be in the break. You know what I mean? I'm trying to step on everybody's fucking head because it's a whole lot of people out there who don't give people like us respect. Man, K-9 is the most hardest motherfucker on the West Coast. But do you think they give him respect? No, they don't. I don't even think about myself like that. I think about myself as just being cool and mediocre, and I know what I'm doing. But K-9 is the shit, and motherfuckers do not give that motherfucker his respect. If I was K-9, I would be going to clown everybody in this bitch, but he's not me. He don't have the same attitude as me. He more calm and more relaxed than I am. If I was K-9, I would be stomping on them motherfuckers. Him being a rapper, him being in the Compton scene for all these fucking years, him showing up to every goddamn event when it comes down to anything with Compton. If we can switch minds. For about 30 days, and when he go back, he'll be like, oh, damn, you did that, Scratch? Yeah, because I'll be up there wrecking every fucking body. K-9 deserve that shit, bro.
That's what you said. You did that?
You probably won't be making no beats like me, but I'll be up there wrecking all them motherfuckers as K-9. I be talking shit to all them motherfuckers as K-9. Because, nigga,
bro,
you deserve that shit, huh?
Hey, you heard my name, right? Y'all heard my name, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard my name in that Kendrick song, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. With the one with him and that shit is whack, though, to me.
Yeah, but it's crazy that shit is even in there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did put K-9 in that motherfucker.
That's crazy that it's in there like that, but I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's just funny.
He said, some can't eat like a canine or something.
Yeah,
he said.
Yeah, he said some shit, but that shit was crazy, though, man. But like I say, man, I look at all this shit like this. I know where I've been, and I know where I'm going, and I know what I'm doing. So at the end of the day, I don't never want to be the nigga that's demanding respect, my nigga. I'm not that nigga that's going out there and demand respect, my nigga. Either they gonna give it to me, or they gonna get ran over. They gonna be demise of their own fate. They the demise of their own fate. Hey.
And that's the difference between us, because the whole thing about it is, I don't really need. Cause look. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody, but I got something to prove to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I demand my fucking respect, because the whole thing about my respect is I can fuck all of y'all up. That's my respect. I can fuck all of them up just like you can. You can fuck all them niggas up, bro.
I demand my
respect because I start talking shit about all them niggas. What you gonna do? You gonna respond? Please respond. Because the whole thing about it is I know more about them son of a bitches than they know about me.
That's true.
Look, K-9. Tell me you can't throw a whole lot of niggas up under the bus right now.
Yeah, I can.
Ha! Okay, but guess what? Now let's go back and switch bodies. If I was K-9, I'd throw their ass up under the bus.
Yeah, you probably would. But, you know.
I will.
I look at it like this, though, on a different level. I look at it like, everybody doing what they do. Half of the time, people do what they do, and they've never been taught the right way, and they don't know the right way. So when they doing what they do, whether we at a show somewhere, and they boycotting my stage, they want to act like the Harlem Nights scene where the black dude punched the white dude, and everybody sit down and turn their head, and then when the white dude punched the black dude, everybody stand up and cheer.
Yep.
They want to boycott my stage and do that shit, homie. I laugh, bro. Because of the... Listen, man, hey, bro, at the end of the day, them is the same motherfuckers that want fucking pictures and all that shit and verses, nigga. So I don't trip.
I can't, you know what? I can't agree with you on that for two reasons. Well, maybe five or six reasons. Because when you've been a pioneer, or when you've been a staple in this whole thing, okay, what? So everybody died, so now you ain't nothing. If Easy was alive, I'd be rich. If Tupac was alive, I'll be rich as fuck. I'm not getting ready to sit up here and let all these little bullshit motherfuckers sit up there and think that they got some kind of upper hand on me because they got to know who the fuck I am.
You said it right, though. You said it right. Let me tell you, you said it right. You said them motherfuckers to think they got the upper hand on you. Heard what you said. You said for them motherfuckers to think. So they can think what they want to think. That's between them and themselves.
But see, the whole thing about it is, You got to think about, nigga, I'm the motherfucker. I am the motherfucker. Do you know, I'm going to tell you like this, my nigga. Do you know a whole lot of these motherfuckers on the West Coast, even Dr. Dre, them motherfuckers do not want me in their goddamn circle. Because that means that I could take over a whole lot of shit that they doing. Because Dr. Dre don't make no beats. Battle Cat half-ass make beats. Anybody else that's out there that's making beats on the West Coast who's supposed to be the motherfucker, they don't want me in there. They trying to give me a little spot on the music tip. Because them motherfuckers cannot fuck with me. But they got other people doing shit for them to make it seem like it's them. That's what I'm saying, my nigga. And then with you, with all the stuff that you did and all the stuff that you've been through and all of the raps and songs that people ain't even heard, my nigga. Niggas like, nigga, grab your balls and throw that shit out there. Fuck these niggas, man. Because they can't fuck with us as a collab. Us as a motherfucking conglomerate, they cannot fuck with us, bro. The only thing they got on us is they got the fame already. They got everybody. But we in a motherfucking position that we could go in there and kill all them niggas, bro. I hate that I'm running the show tonight because I wouldn't even be saying a goddamn thing. I'd be sitting up there listening to y'all. But I'm just saying, bro. I can't sit back. And look, anybody else on this motherfucker, I cannot sit back and let some people just dominate something that we could dominate. Do that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I can't let nobody just sit back. I know that what we do is better than theirs. So anybody, all y'all, Sweet Pea, JoJo, we can't sit up there and let people feel like they doing something better than us when we got something better than them.
Yeah.
I see a whole lot of people doing stuff that I was doing or stuff that I used to do and stuff that I was trying to do. But it don't bother me because the point is they can't do it like me. I work alone, though. I don't have nobody to work with. And the way my mind works, like, people don't even understand. Like, I when people tell me something, my mind automatically starts thinking of stuff, automatically starts thinking of ideas. That's why when you said that shit, the first time you said it, I said snatch that shit down or either challenge it and go head on, you know what I'm saying, and sell the beat to somebody else. But my mind used to be thinking like that. The other day, I was thinking about something K-9 could do with his thing. He likes to do visuals. He could go around the old spots, you feel me, like historic spots and see what they used to be and what they are now and put the then and now pictures and shit. He'll go up on shit like that. Like, my mind just works like that.
It's the same thing,
Sweet Pea. It is actually the same thing because the same thing you just said is the same way I be thinking. I'm thinking about, my whole thing is I think about the takeover. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to get my nicotine together and my weed together. But the whole thing about it is, it's like you have to, like she said, well, you know, I think different than everybody else thinks. And that's the same thing with me. I think about things that's different than everybody else thinks. And then all y'all out there in True West Radio just listening online, just just take heed to what we're talking about. Because it's not like we're having a disagreement. It's about trying to empower each other in order for us to move forward in what the hell we trying to do. And then stop trying to let all of these people who think they above us be above us. When we can go on and step on their goddamn toes just as well as they can step on ours. Just because they got a little bit more cash than us, think they going to step on my toes and then we ain't going to do nothing? Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, I got my feet is big, too. I step on y'all motherfuckers' toes. But see, the thing about it is...
I'm not stepping on toes. I'm stepping on ankles.
I'm kicking knees. I'm going to break the knees.
I'm
going to break the
knees.
So if I break the knees, that means they going to hit the ground. But that's the way it is. It's like people get intimidated by anything. People get intimidated by music. They can hear some music, and then they make music, and they feel intimidated because they feel like they can't make music the way everybody else is loving the music. You know what I mean? People get intimidated by niggas with cars. Damn, that car fly as fuck.
That's why I like that where we are now, everything is so, people can have so much control over their own shit if they want to. Back when, you know, the record label and all that stuff used to pick your songs and shit, did you see that they just released a video for 400 Degrees? And they did a video for every song off of that but 400 Degrees. And 400 Degrees was the one that everybody knew. It was a legitimate hit. It's just like that. They never did, and then, what, Chris Brown, they never did a video for one of his little songs that everybody knew because they don't know, you know, and I like that they don't have control over it no more.
Sweet
Pea,
the thing about it is, baby girl, is people gotta be proud of what the fuck they do. That's one thing that a whole lot of people don't do. They intimidated by what everybody else is doing, but they're not proud of what they do. I don't give a fuck. I'm proud of what I do. Balls out. I am proud of what I do. I am proud of what I do. I am proud of what I do for JoJo. I am proud of what Trulia does. I am proud about, you know, True West Radio. I am proud because I'm not going to be intimidated by nobody. Just because they doing something better or probably bigger than us, I am not intimidated. And that's the thing about everybody. Stop being intimidated by what everybody else got going on. Try to make it better for what you got going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's the thing about it. It's intimidation. Oh, shit. Well, Dr. Dre is making millions and millions and billions of dollars. Do you think that's intimidating me? And I've been knowing that motherfucker ever since I was a little kid.
Yeah, no. Nobody cares.
So that's the whole thing. I've been knowing Ice Cube. I've been knowing that motherfucker ever since we was motherfucking teenagers. You think he intimidate me? No, because the whole thing about what I try to tell motherfuckers is when I get in that tax bracket with them motherfuckers, they going to have to talk to me eventually. Even though we all grew up together. We all did something together. But then we was in NWA together. If I had Sweet Pea, JoJo, motherfucking Mr. Edwell, if I had, and everybody else on this motherfucker on NWA, and then I'm a billionaire, do you think I would leave y'all out? Hell no. Jojo, what you got?
Yeah.
Sweetie, what you got?
My friend is my regular friend. That's why
people make money and they forget about the motherfuckers who was right there with them. So I'm gonna shut up after this. Divide and conquer. I'm getting ready to conquer these motherfuckers one way or the other. If God don't take my fucking breath, I'm going to get them niggas. Them niggas is getting ready to see what the fuck I could do. And they going to see what the fucking crew could do. Now, y'all got it. I ain't saying nothing else. I'm good. I'm just irritated because.
Ain't no major around here. Let's play the West.
I'm being nosy now.
Don't be nosy.
Stop listening. Okay, I know. Let me stop listening. But I don't talk to my regular friends. You know, people grew up. We all grew up. They got kids, all of them, and stuff like that. You know, they busy, this and this and that, and everybody going through their own thing and so forth. That's why I only talk to y'all, because when my daddy died, did nobody really check on me or holler at me like that or come see me. But all of y'all niggas hit me up. But like every last one of y'all hit me up more than once until I came back around and started talking again. You know what I'm saying? But my real friends, quotations, real friends, elementary school friends and stuff, nobody ain't hit me up like that. And these are people, you know, I helped them take care of their kids when we was young, and all this kind of stuff, and nobody hit me up like that. So it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Move on. So when shit starts going how it's going, don't hit me up. When I start advertising the things that I'm trying to work on, I'm not advertising nothing under my name, because I don't want nobody to ask me shit.
Well,
this is not
you wrong. Know, it's like, you know, us getting older in age, you know, things get a little different. And once again, all of us got a different way of how they handle things. We got a different way on how we feel about people. We got different ways, period. I guarantee ain't nobody in this fucking world the same. Some people, they handle things a different way. I just know why I handle shit. And then what I call myself is the old man on the porch. I am the old man on the porch. Get the fuck off my lawn. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
K-9 probably don't give a fuck about who's on his lawn.
Hell no. I don't give a fuck. Crack, I'm going to tell you. I don't give a fuck. I got too many lines.
See, we all got different personalities when it comes down to certain situations. You might
be like,
oh, it's okay. But I might be like, I'm going to shoot this nigga.
I'll be like, go on and bubble, little homie. Get your money
you
up.
Know
you don't stand there for no reason.
It's different then. You got to think about age, too. I'm an old-ass fucking man. I'm an old-ass man with a half-ass young man mind. So, of course, I'm going to talk shit because I'm an old man. But I know shit when it come down to the young shit, because a whole lot of young niggas don't know nothing about no old shit. these are the things that people don't, they don't look at the whole outcome of how the shit goes. Old heads take a piece with young heads, because if old heads is the right kind of old heads, they know what the young heads is doing. So now you got the both of two worlds. But the young heads don't even know what the old heads know. It's just a whole different category of your life when it comes down to the things that we're talking about. Hell, Sweet Pea, she know about, you know, promotions and how she got things going. K-9 know about his shit. I know about my shit. You know what I'm saying? JoJo know about his shit. Mr. Edward know about his shit. Oh, that don't mean that everything that we're talking about is getting ready to coincide with each other. Just because we know different things in different levels in hell. He might know more than me. She might know more than me. I might know more than y'all. K-9 might more know more than everybody. That's not getting ready to make it. That's not gonna make it a means to where we are actually gonna come together on it. But we all like family, so we all gonna be like, I understand what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't no motherfucker 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or a million people or a billion people got the same fucking mind. I don't give a fuck if you're twins. Y'all can say everything in unison together, but y'all still got 2 different fucking minds as a twin. That's why they always say it's a good twin and a bad twin. Ain't nobody got the same mind. So everybody got a whole different theory about how whatever the fuck we talking about is going to be. I'm just saying. And once again, I'm not trying to take the floor and over talk or not let y'all talk or anything like that. I'm just saying, we all got our own fucking minds. I know what my mind say. My mind is divide and conquer. Fuck that. Divide and conquer. That's my mind. I just want to, these motherfuckers, I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody, but I got something to prove to everybody. Divide and conquer.
We'll get to it, man.
That's what it is. Shit, what the fuck is going on here? Let me make show. Shit, I got to run the show. There might be some motherfuckers sitting up there like, damn, can I get in?
What's up, The Unfadable?
Hold on. I'm trying to open up. I don't know who that is. That's
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
What y'all talking
Would
about?
Like
what's the topic?
You on the hotline. Caller. You're up next.
Hey, y'all, what's the topic?
Well, you know the thing about it. True West Radio really don't have no topic. We just fall in the shit. But how you doing?
I can't complain, God, good shit. I woke up still short. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, we could break your knees and make you taller.
Oh, really? But,
yeah.
I don't really know what y'all talking about, but I do want to, you know, what I've heard so far from Scratch or whatever, I would like to say, I actually like older guys, and I think a lot of women like older guys, and then a lot of men like older women, and it's not just because of they got more money and stuff, but we actually learn stuff from, you know, older people, and older people can learn stuff from us, too. So I do agree with what you're saying so far, Scratch. I'm not quite sure You know what I'm saying?
So,
I didn't get the
so
whole thing.
So you calling me old? That's what you're doing. How you going to be just
No, I'm calling you
call
wise.
Old?
I'm calling you wise.
No, you said you're old.
Why is the three wise
then? She said,
you know
old
I'm
girl.
Play.
So that, she just called me old, cuz.
No, Fresh, you ain't old.
Oh,
you don't
Lordy,
get old, you
Lordy,
get better.
Lordy.
I think that grounds for timeout.
Oh,
she done got muted. She done got muted. She's going to timeout now.
See?
We ain't going to hear that voice no more tonight.
God damn.
Now, I'm just giving my preference, so you know why.
Okay,
my experience.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, okay.
People ought to deal with and deal with.
It's not. I could say it's not old. It's like
she want to put that will in her name. That's what it is.
Will you?
Oh, shit. They call her the Black Widow. They call her the Scorpion. He come in, strike, kill, and move on to the next old man.
And hit a nigga on the ankle. Hit a nigga on the ankle. Be like, ow. Okay, I'm good. Oh, shit, I'm done. No. I understand what you're saying. It's not about old.
You can't clear that up for her. No, she can't wait.
No, go ahead.
Then,
no, you got.
I'm
hey,
like,
that's my security guard. My security guard got
old.
Yeah, tell the truth. You call him an old head with his wallet in his socks.
You know what you were saying.
Nah. Scratch the youngest nigga I know. I be on his pants. I'm like, damn, this nigga, he know how to talk some shit. You know how to get a motherfucker
okay.
Man scratch.
I love getting
one nigga
mad.
I never argue with.
I love getting people mad. I want them to get mad. If you're on the wrong side of the fence, then
like,
jump the fence and come over here and see me. Shit. If you're on one side
argue
of
with
this, nigga,
and
you want to jump
I'm
this side of the fence, nigga, you not going to make it on the other side of the fence. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, of course, I like talking shit. No, I don't like talking shit. I just talk the real.
Boy, I want an older man like Prue, so they already motherfucking permitted.
Be like, that nigga, hey, cuz that nigga gonna die so I can get his goddamn money. Be like, I take care of you. Oh, yeah, baby. Take care of me.
Just sign this paper right here. Sign right here.
Yeah, sign this paper right here. I leave everything to you.
Older. Y'all, she said older.
Yeah, you said older.
You're the son of nature, man.
I said older. You see how they trying to misconstrue my words. But I'm the type of young chick your family don't like. I'm the young chick that your family, you give her too much. You give her everything. Yeah, because you know, girls, I think women are natural nurturers. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I feel like women is natural nurturers. Therefore, a lot of men see qualities in their mom that they see in women, even in young women. You know what I'm saying? Cooking, cleaning, and stuff like that. They used to that.
Hey.
They get, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they want you to, they try to teach you how to be their mom sometimes. In a way.
I'm lost like a motherfucker.
No, I don't know about that. I don't want to date a girl.
I don't know. Hey, look.
Not
that
just like
weird.
Your mom. As far as like.
Woman. Like my mama, period. No woman on this planet that I could run into is like my mama. No.
My mama is
two-time cool, and she two-time rowdy.
And you wouldn't want a woman like that?
Huh?
You wouldn't want a woman like that?
Hell, fuck yeah.
Right.
My mama is two-time cool or two-time rowdy. But she be way more cool until you make her rowdy.
Uh-huh.
Two times cool. God damn it. I'm getting ready to go back. Man, let me play some more of my songs. Y'all got me fucked up. Man, I ain't even play no song. Hey, look, True West Radio, man. We all up in this motherfucker talking about some bullshit. Anyway, I'm getting ready to talk. Look, let me tell you.
Well,
we talk about women. I'm getting ready to let y'all know.
Point of view.
I'm going to let y'all know how the man do it. I'm going to say this. King Scratch, you know what I'm saying? True West Radio. Man, we got everybody on here, man. I'm not getting ready to. Man, fuck that. Let's go. True West.
Yeah, yeah. King Scratch, King Scratch. True West, True West. For life, for life. Remember that, remember that. Be the chief, but that ain't nothing but an Indian. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not tripping cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to King, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. The loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand. Nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. 4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTVs on your banners and shit. You don't have no song, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or a record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass, niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
Alright, King Scratch Minute, True West Minute. Hold on, let me see about this one. This is what I want to play right here. Where am I from? Ha!
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
It's not just where I'm from, it's a lifestyle to me. I represent West Coast, South Central, LAC. In this industry, before some orders started walking. Tour state to state, before some orders started talking. Call me Icon King, scratch fingers twisted. Prince on the record, or a microphone fisted. Enlisted in this game with my additions to win. The West Coast been off the map for more than 10. Because they don't believe in us. Putting us down cause we cuss. Driving by, they continue to bust. Artists out of town coming up off that bullshit. Every season, one, two, three is making hits. Quit, I can't deny it. Sesame Street kids to buy it. We make songs that might start a riot. It don't matter, this is West forever. Any other place, I'm just scared of the weather. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
I've been around ever since the West started popping. Texas gangsta music and the East was hip hopping. Taboo to put bad words on the tone. Self-destruction said we was doing rap all wrong. Now everybody doing things we already done. Everybody wants to bang, everybody got the gun. Do what you do, but the West said it first. If we wasn't blackballed, things would be a lot worse. No new artists getting deals over here. Went from first place to bringing up the rear. A whole nother year, same faces in the game. Killer West, A&R, they the ones we got to blame. Because they want it sounding like somebody else. Sound like them other artists still of being like ourselves. We might get paid if we rap like the South. I'm not trying to business on the West out my mouth.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life. Five times the man, 10 times the artist. Call me Man of Steel, let's see who's the hardest. You softer than your mommy's breast. Trying to rep the West, hit the quiz but couldn't pass the test. Mental or physical, skills unaccepted. It's a line in the sand and y'all dudes overstepped it. It's getting kinda hectic and I'm about to snap. Since 1989, I've been all across the map. Kill that crap, kill that kill that beat, kill that noise. We got toys for you and your boys. Why would you step cause this shit on the ground? It's yours, I'ma kick it straight out your ass. You can never last to get your feature. 401, it's cool, key scratch without a feature. If I throw a dub, that's true. But you might be in trouble with your series. So I do, I thought you knew. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
You see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
West Side for life.
Can't you see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
West Coast for life.
Can't you see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
West Side for life.
Can't you see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
West Coast for life.
Alright, I just gotta play one more. I gotta play one more. Then we get ready to get back into it. We still got 31 minutes, but I just got to play this just because this goes out to whoever loves it.
I just want to hit ya. I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. I know that we just met and we both having problems at home, having long conversations on the phone. Your man is tripping, my girl is tripping, and you slipping into depression. I make you laugh, it's part of your confession. You wanna get to know me better as a friend. It's been about 3 years since you talked to any other men. You contemplating if you want a lover on the side. You got nervous and backed out the
I'm in pursuit like a high-speed chase. Keep that smile on your face. Just remember, leave your feelings at home. If we hook up, you think I'm there, but I'll be gone every time you look up. A friend with benefits, that's what we need. Half on the room, half on the drinks, half on the weed. I never wanna hear that you love me. Bring your pussy over here and leave your heart with your hubby. I just wanna get ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been 3 weeks, late night creep. Motel sheets, suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand, I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your juice, I feel the rubber with seeds. You keep coming back because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind of dealings. We can get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you is only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that L word, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been a long time. What's cracking? How you doing? Back in the day, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck.
Damn.
You wanted me? You should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with. That shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second since you've been celibate. I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy. If you got one, bring it to you. Playing with it is something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I will hit you, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your arm with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Ah, that was Lil King Scratch, Lil Joint. You know what I'm saying? Let me let everybody back up in here. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. Let me get on my own balls for a minute. I just had to get on myself for a minute. I love that. You know what I mean? That's my shit right there. Well, that wasn't all my shit, but that was good.
You did that?
Huh?
You did that?
Oh, okay, yeah, that ain't even nothing, man. I got thousands and hundreds and thousands and hundreds and thousands and... All right, let me put it on some background music.
My sister used to say 5,100 when she was little.
Huh?
That's why she was just sad. I said my sister, when she was little, she used to say I got 6,100 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Scratch. Scratch getting it in. Don't fuck around with Scratch.
And
Scratch getting it in, shit. Scratch set the ball high on these motherfuckers.
Scratch, I need you to write me a diss song about my family.
Oh, I can make a diss song about your family. Just let me, send me the itinerary.
I'm going to tell you everything I like about them. That's why I'm a good actor. I've been acting 26 years like I like these motherfuckers.
Well, I'm going to make a diss song for your family about what they don't like about you.
Oh, shit. Like Rock Fan and you,
okay,
TFO.
I'm
going to
start
Rock Fan.
Rock
Fan,
Rock Fan,
and
you, TFO.
Rock Fan,
what's
no respect. No respect.
Y'all know XO, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know XO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did a song called Dumb With It. And I made a reply to her song, and I never let nobody hear it. She said, "If my nigga let me go, well, I'm going dumb with it." So basically, she went out and she started fucking with some other niggas. I made a song replying to her, and I never let nobody hear it. I'm going to have to put that motherfucker on here.
Go down with
it,
huh?
Yeah, she,
you
know, yeah.
Go down with it.
Oh, yeah,
I
remember heard
the song, but I can't remember that far. I can't remember what she went that far with the lyrics, but I know she said she was going out with her friends to get drunk.
Yeah, she said, if the nigga go, I'm going done with it.
I'm about to get done with it. Done with it.
It's not a big song. It's short, but I told her, I said, I'm gonna reply to that shit. And I replied to it, but she never heard it. I just gotta find out where I put it. XO is tight. I don't give a damn what nobody's talking about. XO is fucking tight.
Yeah, she good.
XO is tight as fuck.
Y'all gotta see her interview on Boss Talk 101. She did a freestyle on Boss Talk 101.
XO did?
Yeah, I think Hell Love got it on her page, on his page, Hell Love and Buddha.
XO
on there last week. She did a freestyle last week.
She good, but she ain't fucking with my girls because, you know, I got some. My girls is my girls. I can't, you know.
What's going on, man?
Shit, man, I was asleep, man. You know, I didn't have no sleep, so I turned the show on and went to bed, man, and jumped up about a few minutes ago and tuned in about 2-3 minutes ago. I was
That's
tired.
How
I had to go
jump out of bed.
That nigga say he jumped about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yo, hold on. I see your number sitting right here.
Breath over there on 10. Dragon, bro.
Yeah, I turned the show on and went to sleep.
Damn.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Turned on the show and went to sleep. That's so sweet. Turned on the show and went to sleep. Heart, heartbeat.
Hey, we had a freestyle with you one day.
Huh?
I'm about to get
Oh, this motherfucker, dude. Hey, now since Mr. Everywhere's up, what's up with the freestyle? What you want to get out?
Mm.
It's Friday. Freestyle Friday. What you trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just going to play XO. Who want to get out? Who want to battle right now? Who
want
to battle right now? Let me hit this weed. I'll be ready.
Let me take a second. Once I get jiggy, I'll
try
a freestyler.
I'm going to let my little homie Deontay ride.
K-9, they're going to bring me out of retirement.
I'm gonna let my little homie D Unfadable ride.
All right, come on, let's go. Who wanna get out?
Me,
let me see. Hey, hold on. Hold on. Who wanna get out? We got 20 minutes. Who wanna get out for 20 minutes?
Let's go.
I wanna go.
Okay,
man, if you don't get your ass up out of here with that bullshit.
I'm going to go. Just tell me when y'all ready.
Go ahead.
I'll go ahead.
Oh, Lord. Hold on, I'm trying to find this goddamn track.
Go ahead and get ahead.
Real
DJ.
Lord. Here we go.
Y'all ready? Hold on. Here I go.
Freestyle Friday.
I love burgers and fries, so it's Freestyle Friday. Hey.
Off the beach, right?
Hey. Did y'all get it? Friday. Did y'all get that?
Give the one your best, Brad. Put a beat up under that motherfucker.
You talking about TGI Friday or something.
Hold on, man. I'm trying to do it, but y'all got me laughing too hard, man. Come on, man.
I'm
going to give you the head.
You must be working on your comedy. That's what's going on.
Get him, JoJo.
Come on, shoot a couple of more jokes. I need to laugh.
Come on, intro. I'm trying to get...
Oh, they want me to turn that mic up?
You can play whatever you want.
Come on.
I ain't
going to
even do y'all like that.
You can play whatever you want. I ain't tripping. I ain't got to play nothing.
You know the beat gonna be off for everybody except the person that's playing it.
I'm gonna let him make it. I was gonna go on and go in, but I'm gonna let him make it, K-9.
You gonna do what?
I said I'm gonna let him make it tonight, K-9. I ain't gonna do like I did the other night with you, K-9. I ain't gonna go in on him.
On the freeway, man.
I am
okay.
Put my R&B on. Who y'all picking between R. Kelly and Usher?
That nigga put R&B on.
Huh?
Who y'all picking between R. Kelly and Usher?
That R. Kelly. Where Booga Ali at, man?
They both pervert, so it really don't matter.
They're unfadable, man.
They are homos, so.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I hear a battle coming on.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay,
that's
right
you.
There.
Can we give it
a West Coast instrumental? Come on now. Stop playing.
Stop playing that Bill Cosby shit.
That is tight, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? That shit is tight.
That sounds like Bill Cosby commercial.
You want some free?
Nigga, because you can't rap over a Bill Cosby commercial, nigga, don't mean nothing.
The Jell-O pudding pop.
Yeah, that sound like we going back to the 70 porno right there, nigga.
That's that motherfucking porno music. When the girl got that motherfucking asshole between her motherfucking legs.
Just because your sorry ass can't rap off of it don't mean nothing, nigga.
That was like Rick James. I need that crap, kid.
I'm the way, niggas bring the funk, but I bring the noise. Niggas bring the funk, but I bring the noise. With all my boys, niggas bring the funk, but I bring the noise.
right, sorry ass nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Next.
I just realized I'm over here about you and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I took my
the battle
truck.
Was over. Y'all whack. I won. Bye.
I took my truck over here. I dropped my truck over at my daughter's job, man, and drove her car to L.A.
Oh, okay. So you was off of Sterling.
I was off of Diamond, killed the whole game. What they call that shit? I'm off of
Game Killer.
Miramonte and
you were supposed to start
Blair Park right now. I'm heading back.
Nobody want none of this. I'm too tight.
Okay. You didn't put no beat on before we could rap to.
Shoot. No, y'all was fucking when I was trying to put it on. Y'all motherfuckers fucking up. No beat. Just do acapella. How about that? Do acapella.
Yeah, fuck it, nigga. We pull up our own beat.
You got acapella. Go and just do acapella. Go ahead.
Acapella off the dome, man. They still tripping. Nigga in the back of the kitchen eating that chicken. Stop right there, man. There ain't no beat on him. Fuck it, homie. I'm the king on the throne. That nigga said his name was King Scratch. But that motherfucking king better watch his back.
Oh,
I'm not gonna fuck with you no more.
Oh man, can I get in on this?
Go ahead.
They're gonna let me get a high 16. Shoot,
yeah. No, you can't do 16. You got 1 minute. If you can do 16 in 1 minute,
that's all I need.
I'm cool to the point. That nigga missed the end where it took too long to start. Even old girl didn't say a word. Fuck it, homie. I'm about to hit the curve. Going over to 215, about to leave. The IE. I think the girl got a long wing.
That nigga say go hit the curve. You going to drive your car to the curb? That ain't right.
I'm about to tell that motherfucker up.
Next.
Y'all got a nigga going up the motherfucking mountain, man.
Next.
Y'all want a freestyle? Okay, y'all want a freestyle? Man, who needs a beat? They call me Jimmy Brother by the way I tote the heat. In the streets, they know they can't compete. They need to sit up and relax before I put their ass to sleep. And I ain't talking that yap-yap with the lip wrestling. I'm going to let you know when I put that Smith Wesson on your dome and boom, pull that chrome and then you flop, nigga, like that. Nigga, I run the block just like that, just like crack. Nigga, in the 80s, y'all can't fade me. Ooh. Wonder why I leave with your lady.
Your lady. That's right, with your lady. That nigga wasn't real Slim Shady when he left with your lady.
Take her.
Come on, man. Scratch, get him, Scratch. Wake up,
he can't
Scratch.
Get me.
Oh,
he can't take that fade, man. He can't take his fade. I'm getting warm and
good. All right, hold on. Let me. Nah, I'm trying to see. I'm thinking that Mush was getting ready to get out. She said she wants
y'all
to rest.
Y'all having fun today.
Because if I get down, I'ma stay down. I got the type of niggas come around and you gon' sit down. I got the type of niggas come around like a playground. I got the type of bitches with the switches make you stay now. Hold on. Don't get me started because I almost farted.
Some of these niggas all cap. Yummy in the fucking rap.
This is really how you play around on the phone.
Alright, man. What you got, Jojo? Oh, you already went. So you went 5-star already.
5-star general. Get serious. Come on, man. Playtime is over.
I'm gonna give y'all the sauce. Give me a 30 seconds.
Unfadable entertainment.
I ain't in the rest of this.
Don't try to fade me. Sweepy, get him, Sweepy.
Because it's easy. This is it. This
me?
Is easy.
What? I'm going to have to hold on. We're going to have to pass.
Anybody
the
else
want to
recam their shit to try to one more time? We got 10 more minutes. Y'all can recan y'all shit and try to revive y'all shit before I do mine. I'm just saying. I think Mr. Edward needs to try his shit
go,
over. Mushy, she needs to try her shit over.
I
think even JoJo needs to try his shit over. Y'all need to try y'all shit over one more game.
Y'all
got 10
minutes.
So
he can write mine.
I need shit like that, Greg. I need that right there. Greg, write that down.
What?
Write that down.
Y'all got 10 minutes to do y'all shit over?
No. Yeah, I'm going to put that shit on my album, nigga. That shit sound hard, nigga. That shit sound hard as fuck. Y'all got that's gonna sound
right.
Real fucking dope. That's gonna sound dope, mommy. That's some fucking.
Now y'all got 9 shit to do y'all shit over. 9 minutes.
I'm giving your motherfucking 10 minutes to do y'all shit over. That sound dope. Damn, man, it was a long ass drive. Fuck. Oh shit. All right, show is over.
Nah, we got 8 minutes. I'm gonna let everybody. Try to.
No, we waiting on you.
You ain't gotta wait on me. I got mine. I know what I'm gonna say.
Okay,
I'm waiting on the Unfadable, man.
Okay,
yeah,
the Unfadable.
Where the Unfadable at, man? Come on, man. The fuck? Is that nigga on the line?
I don't even think Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. Let go Buddha Ali.
Lord.
I'm going to go down to the 3-minute mark, and I'm just going to end the show. So y'all better get all y'all flows back together again, because y'all ain't doing nothing. Okay, try again. Y'all got 2 chances. I only got 1 chance. Go and do it again. There ain't no beat. I want y'all, it's acapella. Freestyle Friday, acapella. What you doing?
I'm waiting on you so I can close the show. You know I'm the headliner.
Oh.
Just because your head is above the line don't mean nothing.
He gave me 10 minutes. Hey, check this out. He gave me 10 minutes, but I only need 4 minutes. Like, Avon, give me the microphone and the DJ, and I'm going to give the fans what they want. So you can hate on or wait on for me to fall off, but you're going to sit back and relax while I pop champagne when I ball off. So when you call off or call in sick in 2 weeks' notice that you notice me, I'm like, baby, won't you stay like Joey?
I was
trying
my butt. I ain't got
because
my boo button,
my
so I
think you keep on sitting there and blowing that stinky stink, dog. But it ain't going like that. I keep it real and trill.
Right.
I'm going to let y'all know at the house on the hill.
This is what I'm going to do for y'all. All y'all give me something to talk about.
Now, go on and spit.
Just
ain't
one
no
word.
Just
tell me what should I talk about.
Just spit.
Yeah, y'all know what time is.
Listen to what I'm saying. All y'all got to do is give me something to talk about. All y'all got to do is give me a word or two of what you want me to talk about. Each of y'all.
Talk about how I took your crown.
No, that's never going down. That's never going down, so that's easy.
All
you gotta do is give me 1 or 2 words, and then I'm gonna talk about it. So once I finish talking about that word, somebody else give me another word, and then somebody else give me another word, and somebody else give me another word. And then y'all can start all over, and I'm going to talk about everything that y'all giving me the words about, all right?
Okay. Crockpot.
Hold on. Give me 30 seconds. Hold on, I gotta hit this weed real quick so I can focus.
Come on, let me get
weed. 6 minutes, Dougie, pressure on.
And we only got five more minutes, so all y'all gotta do is give me words, and I'm gonna talk about the words that y'all want me to talk about.
I said baby mama drama.
That's what I mean doing. You said baby mama drama.
You said everything.
I be smoking. Yeah, you can say anything. You just got too many goddamn words. Well,
all right.
Use the word ambidextrous. K-9. What happened? Pass me the mic, man.
All right, easy, sweet. Come on.
So y'all can catch me and K-9 down on easy.
All right, come on. Y'all ready? Come on. Put the words out here. One word at a time. Y'all can't be seeing them all at the same time.
Now go ahead, Scratch. Go ahead.
All right, what's the first word?
Dirtbag.
Motherfuckers, dirtbag. Everybody, look, they sitting in the damn birth bag. Motherfuckers trying to get their motherfucking wash on. And everybody don't know that they ain't got shit going on. Come on.
Where is that, y'all?
I can just do that by myself because I don't need nobody else because I got this shit and I got my shit up on the shelf. King Scratch is the motherfucker that nobody can fuck with. Everybody know they stuck with the motherfucker that talk shit all the time because a nigga like me, nigga, I make beats and I rock. I stump through your neighborhood, stump through your set, and everybody know the fuck that I am the best. Come on.
Damn.
Okay, go get your...
Come on, JoJo. Nigga, I'm the motherfucking prince. The motherfucker ain't seen nobody like this since. Coming through
like
the goddamn
pistol.
Block. Going up in your motherfucking bitch window with giving her the Glock. Nigga, to giving her a pocket, the shit that I got, nigga, that's right in my motherfucking pocket like a rocket. Oh, yeah, making her feel good because I do that shit just the way a nigga should.
Damn. Okay.
Damn, I'm angry, Scratch. Don't get me wrong, man, because you can't take all these bodies. It's just something that I do because I'm a banger, nigga, from the goddamn seaside.
Everybody gotta go with me, and they gotta collide with me because they can't even fuck around and slide with me. They gotta move over because I got this shit, and I'll make the shit over real quick because a nigga ain't shit.
A nigga ain't shit. They ain't talking about toilet.
Boy got bars like ivory.
I fuck around in toilet.
Nigga, I got bars like jail on the cell. Nigga going down to eat when a motherfucker can't even get bail.
Oh.
And I can't tell that these niggas is lost because a nigga like me, nigga, I got the house up. Because niggas got to come up to me, and then I give them the weed, I give them the smoke, and I give them any other motherfucker things that they want. So that's what it is when it comes to the goddamn boys, because I got shit, nigga, I got leaving nigga hold up score. Yeah.
Oh.
Nah,
okay.
I can't rap like that.
You left out the rock.
I can't rap like that.
Y'all niggas, I hope y'all having a good time tonight, man.
Man, we got one more minute or two as ready over there. Just fuck with y'all, man. I can't rap like that, I don't think. Well, I kind of said something, but I really ain't said nothing.
I can't rap,
it just
I'm
sounded angry.
Shit.
It just sounded angry, but, you know, I don't get down like that, man. Next Friday, we're going to have a freestyle battle, so y'all get y'all either write y'all shit or get y'all shit together.
I'm gonna be ready for that DJ battle now.
Man, never.
I'm ready.
I don't give a
I'm
fuck.
Ready.
You could practice all your life and you will never beat me in no DJ battle.
And I'm ready, man. I'm ready when you're
ready. Might as well just go in the corner. Go in the corner and cry now. Because it ain't going down. True West Radio, we at. We got. Wait a minute. Hold on. We might have an after hour. Oh, shit. After hour. After hour. You could never beat me in no DJ battle. I don't give a fuck what you got. You know my name? What's my motherfucking name?
Crash and Ball.
What's my motherfucking name?
Say hello.
My name is Crash. You can never ever beat me.
You be ready next week.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. I wonder why y'all... Wait a minute. Hold on, bro. I don't know why y'all be on them goddamn drugs, bro.
They ain't ready, man. I'm telling you. You ain't ready for them. You ain't ready for them. This ain't what you want. I know you're a legend, but guess what?
You know I'm a legend, but guess what?
You ain't on West. You ain't on Mount Westmore yet.
No,
okay.
No. Man, you. I don't give a damn. All right.
You just be ready next week. I got my controller coming in. You be ready next week.
Oh, you said that last week, nigga.
I'm ready right now.
Man, you can
I'm ready
never.
Right now.
You
look at the
show
over with. I'm ready right now.
Ever. I'm going to say
it again. Sweet Pea, you over here?
What?
You could never.
You on here, Sweet Pea?
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't think he ready, Sweet Pea. They don't want to go there, Sweet Pea. I'll take them to H-Town, baby.
I don't give a damn.
We go H-Town, get aboard. Let's go.
Look, you can make three mixes, whatever you want to. You could never, ever, 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 forever, ever. Ever beat me in no goddamn turntable contest. Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, when you could do six turntables, nigga, when I pull the camera out, I'm doing six of them at a time. You could never do that. I don't think nobody on this goddamn planet ever pulled that shit off but me.
Pull what off?
Six turntables.
I don't need six. I need two. That's what they said. If you can do it on two, you don't have to need six.
Oh, that's just letting you know how tight I am, nigga.
I just want a shot at your title
two.
Next week. Next week, I want
Man.
A shot at your title. I'm going to see if that belt fit around my waist nice and snug.
This nigga, boy, you talk more shit than...
If it doesn't,
that nigga talk more shit than anybody has.
I'm telling you, next week.
Nigga, if you take two shits a day, he talk that much.
Next
so,
week, you be ready.
So
I'm ready right
it's
now.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So you just shit coming out your mouth all day.
I'm ready right now.
And two rolls of toilet paper.
I'm ready right now.
He talk so much shit. Then they gotta keep wiping his mouth every time he talk.
I'm ready right now.
Hey, look, that's a joke right there. Nigga talk so much shit. He gotta have toilet paper every time he talk. That's a joke.
Mm-mm.
Right there. Mutt?
Yeah, I'm ready right now. We ain't even got to wait till next week. Come on, let's go, Usher.
I'll give you a dose.
I'm going to give you 7 days, man. But I'm ready right now, man.
You ain't got to get me a goddamn thing. Quit playing with me.
God, I'm an OG, too. Oh, yeah.
I don't play love songs, nigga.
Oh, yeah, we finna do that.
I'm not getting ready to play love songs. I don't do that. I don't play love songs, folks. You in the wrong battle, nigga. Yeah, look, he's playing love songs. How you gonna battle me with love songs?
Oh, yeah, let's do this.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I'm waiting on you, Scratch. Where you at? Oh, you want to go?
Yeah, I heard my mixes before, so I ain't even got to go there.
My
nigga playing love song.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Y'all want
to
do that?
He trying to make fucking song. You think he makes his fucking song.
Yeah, we take them there. I take them all the way on back, baby. I take it all the way back. You want to go R&B? You want to go hip-hop? You tell me where you want to go.
Oh, Lord. Hey, bro, just... Go sit in the corner.
Y'all doing after hours or what?
Yeah, we in after hours right now.
Oh, y'all doing big things, man.
I think that nigga Hev Love be just cutting that motherfucker off at the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that nigga, he don't want to go after hours. So when 8 o'clock hit, that motherfucker be like, boop. It's just nobody can call in. If you in here, we in here. But if you can't call in. Nobody can call in. Nobody can hear us but us.
8 o'clock,
yeah, you let me know when you get ready. I'm just warming up right now. I'm just playing with you right now.
Oh, my God.
Next week, I'm going to go all in with you. Next week, I'm going to go all in with them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord, man. I'm
going all in with them next week.
Mr. Edwards,
you said he's going to go write something to hit you with, man.
You can't.
Get him.
Not on no turntables, bro. Now you done already fell off the boat. We ain't turning around to get you. Now you got to swim back to the dock. You fucked up. You can't do that. No.
I was just teasing him get him pumped up. You know, you got to get him pumped up sometimes.
K-9, you there?
Oh, if you want to get into the gangster shit, I can get into the gangster shit.
Hey,
Nani. What's
going on
with you? That nigga can't battle me with the board. How you gonna battle me with the board?
Here we go, K-9. Let's go and get this.
That ain't gonna battle me with the board, nigga.
He want to go West Coast? We'll go West Coast.
He gonna battle me with the board.
I'll go West Coast. Okay, here we go.
Get him now.
Now he gonna battle me with this miscellaneous shit.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You rap. Yeah, I'll wrap y'all up.
Oh,
I'll wrap.
You gonna wrap them up, Nolly?
Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go.
I'll wrap y'all up.
Oh, man.
They ain't ready, man.
Get him, get him. Get him, get him. Tell him. Get him, get him. Tell him you can beat him rapping.
They ain't ready, man. They ain't ready.
Tell him you can beat him rapping.
I quit for the night.
Tell him I can beat you rapping.
I quit for the night.
You got him, huh?
What time is it anyway? Hello, everyone.
Hey,
watch this. Hey, K-9, watch this. What?
They ain't ready, man. They ain't ready, K-9.
Watch this. Shut up. Now you in timeout. How about that?
Get him.
We can't hear you no more. I'm going to take him out of timeout.
Hey, that's what they do when you're cooking them, K-9. That's what they do when you're cooking them.
Hey, look, that's what you do when you're in control of the goddamn old show. Nigga, we in halftime. I put your ass in timeout. Anybody else got something to say fucked up? I'll put your ass in timeout, too.
Yeah. I think you poop.
Yeah.
I think poop on the mic. What's up with the inflatable? Why didn't rap?
That made me
I didn't
fuck
hear Mr. Inflatable rap.
Fuck with your ass. Shit. I got a
hey, Mr. Inflatable. What happened?
I don't think he hit. No 213.
Oh, Vader ain't there?
No, he gone. I think he was gone before the after hours. Let's see. It's Blue Dolly. Motherfucking JoJo. Sleepy.
Give me the microphone and we can rip it like no other.
And everybody know that you gotta be my brother. We gotta step in the motherfucking right spot because that nigga's always talking about they up. But they not nothing. But they really wanna be something. But they not clutching nothing. They only clutching they motherfucking balls. That's the only thing they got because fuck, right, wait, fuck, C-spot. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I got it.
Right
up. One more thing. Hey, look, I got this song. It's called "A Broken Clock Is Only Right Two Times a Day." You know what that means? A broke clock is only right two times a day?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Whatever time it say, in the morning and in night time.
So, okay. So, if it was like at what time?
3:00.
Okay. So, it's only right two times a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good shit, right?
Say in the morning and say at night.
That's some good shit. I heard that shit on the, I was watching this show. He's like, well, even a broke clock is right two times a day. I made a song off of that shit. I was like, that shit is hard as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
If it's at 3:00, it's that's the first hour. Then it's going to be 3 at night or 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. A broke clock is only right two times a day. Oh, that shit is so hard. Because I had to really go time on this shit. So it's a rap. It's just about a whole lot of time. So it's going to make sense when I finish it. Man, I ain't fucking with y'all. I'm about to go. I gotta find something to eat. I'm hungry as fuck. What y'all eat? What y'all got? Not that I could get some of it.
Shit. I ain't got nothing.
I got like these big ass beef hot dogs. I don't want that shit.
Tell him. My grandbaby can rap. Tell him. You want to hit your verse? Hit 16, spit some bars on him.
He probably 2 months old. He probably looking up the damn mic like, huh? Looking at what?
Mm-hmm.
I got to find something to eat, man. I know what I want. I don't feel like going to get it, but I know I can make it. I want some chili cheese fries.
Mm-hmm.
They got a place called Tom.
The
chili cheese fries is outstanding over at that motherfucker. But they high and I'm poor. But I got some. I got some potatoes, I got some chili, I got some cheese.
Mm-hmm. And there it is.
I know, but it just takes. By the time you cook this shit, you ain't even hungry no more. You be like,
pfft. Yep, that's true sometimes, for real. That's true.
That should be true all the time. If you got a cookie, you don't even be hungry no more. You be like, now sitting in front of you, you ain't even hungry no more. Now, if you go and get the shit, you can about to devour that shit.
You gotta leave it to cool down and stay warm. You gotta take a couple puffs and then come back to it. That's what I gotta do.
I know it's been times when you hungry and you cook your shit. Now everything is done and you just not hungry no more? Like you got full off the smell type of shit?
All the time.
Ah, that's what I don't want. And they don't understand that shit. My wife and them, they don't understand. They be like, we want to just cook it. By the time it's done, I'm not hungry no more.
Well, then you gotta keep that shit.
I'm about to. Damn, I don't know what I want. It's nothing. You know, if you got a refrigerator or a freezer full of food and you just don't want to eat, what the fuck is in there?
Yeah, I know.
Be like, I don't want this.
That's
why
you gotta make your chili cheese fries. And that's why I have to make chili from scratch.
I'll be there, went to sleep before the fries got finished cooking.
Yeah.
I put the fries in the skillet, I'll be sleep like a motherfucker. They be banging on my studio door like, you burning up your fries.
Ah.
I don't feel like motherfucking cutting no damn potatoes. Shit. This is bullshit. I think I got some Campbell's soup. I'm going to go eat me a bowl of Campbell's soup. I'm
going
to give me some Campbell's soup, get warm, and go to sleep. Fuck it. Lord, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. But shit, I'm gone, y'all. Damn. I ain't even got to hang up, I don't think. Let me see, who the hell is still on here? They lying somewhere. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Peace out.